listener production.
Hi there, it's Andrew Schell with the latest. House prices around the Limestone Coast have once again risen over the last 3 months, according to the latest data from Domain. The median house price is sitting at $420,000, up 5% on the last quarter. A pre-Anzac Day service is being held in Mount Gambier today, commemorating the Battle of Kapyong. As Mount Gambier RSL President Robert Sando tells us, one of veterans from that battle will be in attendance.
It's a simple ceremony which we've been running for a long, long time with him, for him, in conjunction with the Royal South Australian Regiment Association.
The service will take place in a couple of hours' time at the Soldiers' War Memorial in Vansittart Gardens. In a national first, UniSA is teaming up with defence companies to offer a new paying apprenticeship course. They'll get $30,000 to $50,000 as a starting salary, and by the end of the course, they'll be getting up to six figures.
We're going to get better outcomes on completion because we're paying them from day one.
That's SA Skills Commissioner Cameron Baker. And live music lovers around the Limestone Coast can have their say as part of a new study into the live music industry in South Australia. It'll provide a snapshot of the economic benefits it provides and give an idea of what it needs to survive into the future. Music SA CEO Christine Schloite says we can't afford to let venues like the Crown and Anchor up in Adelaide disappear, nor our local venues here in the southeast.
The Crank is a great example of a really iconic live music venue in South Australia. Places like that are really important in our community and in our life.
Head to Music SA's website to fill out the survey. With Crow Darcy Fogarty having a tough start in the first few rounds of the AFL season so far, he says he'll be looking to skipper and Limestone Coast product Jordan Dawson for a bit of inspiration. Fogarty says Dawson has really improved himself in recent weeks, saying the captain's put the boys on his back. Fog reportedly spent some time at his family home in Lucendale following last week's loss.